Jerry Bader Show, 1024. So I teased there could be good news for the Green Bay Packers. Now, I have been saying, and I'm not alone, others have been saying that if the Packers are going to move the needle on defense, all right, they've decided to hang on to Dom Capers, which means if you're going to stick with his scheme, you have to get him the players that fit in that scheme. And the examples that I gave, if you look at the 1996 Packers, all the credit Ron Wolf gets is well deserved. Absolutely. But I think people miss the really good stuff. Those budget dollar acquisitions that just really rounded out that team, especially on defense. Santana Dotson, Sean Jones. Of course, now Reggie White is the, you know, they paid a lot for him. Eugene Robinson. You know, those players made the difference. And Keith Jackson on offense, tight end. Oh, let me tell you about that. Keith Jackson. I know. You just have to do it every time. Every time. That was the difference. Dan Hansis, writing at NFL.com. This is spectacular news, if it's true. The Green Bay Packers are usually bystanders while other teams throw around millions in free agency. I think he said that exactly right. That's about to change. NFL media insider Ian Rappaport said Wednesday on NFL Total Access, you saw this, that the Packers plan to take advantage of their nearly $30 million in cap space and acquire outside free agents, according to sources informed of the team's thinking. Rappaport reported on NFL Network that the Packers could sign as many as 5 players, which would be the most for the team since 06. And who will Green Bay target, according to Rappaport? The team is committed to rebuilding its defense in a way that best suits the philosophy of defensive coordinator Dom Capers. Oh, Lord, I hope this is true. Please, 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 please. This could be bad news for B.J. Raji, standout defensive tackle who turned down $8 million to stay with the Packers last season. Packers want defensive linemen that better resemble Dayton Jones, but what the hell did he do? What, you think that's unfair? All right, well, I'll admit, well, you don't know. You don't write a guy off after 1 year. I get that. First-round draft pick, Raji and Ryan Pickett are 330-pound behemoths who might no longer fit what the team wants to do. I would go beyond that. I would argue that Raji simply has not been very effective the last couple of seasons. All right, 10 tackles, 3.5 sacks. All right. I haven't given up on him. Just don't get so excited over there. Now, I don't think he had a great rookie season, though. I wouldn't say that. But, well, I'm just saying. I don't think he had a great rookie season. Now, I'm not going to argue with that about that. Here's the thing. I think it's not a matter of Raji fitting into. I just don't think even in this, he's been effective in recent seasons. I just don't. That Super Bowl year, really, that was it. And, you know, in terms of hearing his name called a lot, that just seems to have been it. Gosh, I hope this is true. I mean, if they want, I'll tell you what, if they want to win a Super Bowl in 2014, they have to do this. They must. Now there's this. Larry Fitzgerald, wide receiver. I am intrigued by that, but that would be a trade, it looks like. Now, I'm just pointing it out that it wouldn't be free agency, it'd be a trade. It's hard to imagine. I mean, they've got great talent. It's just hard to imagine what that would mean to the team to have him. I mean, it would. Well, they seem to want one this year. Then there's this little ditty quickly. Found this online. Which teams have the best local fan bases? Actually, you sent this to me, didn't you, Jason? Yeah, you sent this to me, and thank you. This is measured by the percent of population in the team's base area that watched, attended, or listened to the team in the past 12 months. This won't shock you. Green Bay, number one, 88%. Here's what shocked me, that the Pittsburgh Steelers were not number two. They're number three with 78%. New Orleans Saints, 81%. The Ravens, 70%. Kansas City Chiefs, 69%. I'm trying to think if anyone shocks me that's not on that list of the top five. Seattle. Seattle shocks me that they're not on that list. This did shock me. The MLB, Major League Baseball, number one, St. Louis Cardinals. That's not shocking. Not to me. 76%. Cincinnati Reds, 69%. Detroit Tigers, 68%. Boston Red Sox, 68%. That we haven't gotten to the New York Yankees yet surprises the crap out of me. Number five is stroke worthy. The Milwaukee Brewers at 65 for what the, Wow. No, it's great. I mean, it's absolutely great. Just imagine if they win. Oh, my gosh. What else did you notice on this? Three of the five, NL Central. Very interesting. And I'll just tell you, the Pittsburgh Penguins in the NHL, number one, with 54%, which tells you about hockey. NBA, the Thunder, well, they're good, 64%. Spurs, Heat, Mavericks, Bulls. It's 10:30-ish.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.